sense. What did you actually do with this man?
So we actually, I treated him with cisplatin, etoposide, and radiation treatment, my standard regimen. I gave only two cycles of therapy, and we did not give any consolidation treatment. And I don't think we should be using EGFR TK inhibitors off protocol in these things. And I just want to quickly say that by killing the mutant population in some of the curative setting, we may give those resistant clones a growth advantage. So we have to be careful about doing these things off protocol unless we really follow them and learn that it is safe. And in the previous study we did in CLGB, we gave patients four cycles of pemetrexed carboplatin followed by four cycles of pemetrexed maintenance in this previous CLGB study. And we saw the overall survival around 22 months median survival, not that different from the study that Nasser and I and a few others did comparing docetaxel versus observation. So I feel that these regimens are comparable, and the case for consolidation treatment in this setting is rather thin.
So he did not get erlotinib?
No.
And I'm hoping he's still free of disease?
Yeah, awesome. Very much so.
Dave?
So, Gavin, and I'm curious, do you ever have patients who have low volume N2 disease you try to convert to surgically resectable patients? And if that were true in this patient, could you make an argument that erlotinib would have helped you get there?
You know, so we thought about this. This was a time when we were actually a bit more, today we may have given the induction therapy and watched it. We were a little bit squeamish about this, and our surgeons are not very enthusiastic about operating on this multi-station N2 disease for a good reason, in my opinion. So we didn't pursue that. Would decreasing the tumor bulk in these patients by giving upfront erlotinib therapy, operation followed by conventional chemo, therapy and then radiation would be a strategy? It's an interesting problem, and I don't think we'll ever get to that in clinical trials.
I have two comments. One is that if you give neoadjuvant erlotinib for 3 months and you get a CR, what are you going to radiate? That's the first thing. The second is that we do know that sequential chemoradiotherapy is inferior to concurrent chemoradiation, and you are waiting 3 months to give an agent and then starting the concurrent approach. So these are the two things which actually can muddy the results of these trials.
Sure. I think the answer to the first question is that I think these patients would get mediastinal disease, and rarely we see complete responses. I'm sure we'll be able to target some in most patients, if not in all. Second, you know, the induction therapy followed by radiation treatment, no question, is inferior to concurrent chemoradiation. But mind you, all these patients will get concurrent chemoradiation, but they will get upfront induction therapy that is 3 to 4 times better than the traditional chemotherapy. And these patients will get an interim CT evaluation in 6 weeks. And if they don't have adequate response, they will go straight to chemo radiation.
And like exemplified by this patient, we really don't know how
For this patient, no. The role of EGFR inhibitors is controversial if you're giving them chemo radiation.
No, what I'm saying, Chandra, because we were involved in this discussion in CLGB, and one of the points that has to be made is we don't know what an EGFR mutant with stage 3 disease, what they do with chemo radiotherapy. We think they're more chemo sensitive. There's preclinical data to show that they're very radiation sensitive. So you have to have a control arm. And our control arm is concurrent chemo rads. This guy's done beautifully, right?
And by the way,
this point, probably cured.
I want to thank Mark for reminding me. So this is a randomized phase 2 study. So patients with EGFR mutant non-small cell lung cancer will get randomized to induction therapy with erlotinib followed by concurrent chemoradiation or concurrent chemoradiation. So we'll have a randomized data in this population, albeit phase 2.
And I think that's the way to do it.